WGNS, Murfreesboro, on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450. Streaming worldwide at GoPrimeTimeSports.com. And always, always at the game. At the game.
Prep Basketball with Brian Barrett and John Dickey.
Makes the bounce pass over, goes in, and is fouled.
A little running jumper, good.
Got his own rebound and off the glass.
Shoots it way outside, and good.
A thing of beauty.
Tipped in, and a foul.
For three, come on. Oh, my!
Brian Barrett and John Dinkins take you up to tip-off with everything you need to know about our local teams and tonight's game.
This broadcast of Rutherford County High School Basketball on WGNS, presented by State Farm agents Celeste Middleton, Jeannie Allman, Monty King, and Mel Adams.
Yes! At the buzzer! Wide open for the slam, and he is fouled!
Now, let's join the WGNS primetime sports team at the game for the First Bank pregame show.
Good evening, everyone, from Oakland High School and Randy King Gymnasium. Brian Barrett and John Dinkins here with you for State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. Oakland entertaining Tullahoma. The Lady Wildcats and Wildcats in town to take on our Oakland Patriots in a Rutherford County matchup, a rare Monday night basketball appearance for us. The Raider men playing tomorrow night. So, John, we needed a game, and we did rock, paper, scissors to see what would happen. Chip Walters and I did a little rock, paper, scissors, and I don't know who won.
So that's how it happens at the negotiation table.
I don't really know. It was a month long of negotiating last month to get everything on. It's like this coming Saturday. There's 9 hours of basketball, football, basketball coming up on the 26th. And, of course, we're going to Maribel on Friday night. Got this game tonight. Raider men play tomorrow night. Thursday night, Lady Raiders play. So it's a busy week.
Well, it is. And kind of miss Tom and Donnie tonight. You know, watching them shovel down food from Paleo's Grill.
That's true. That's very true.
That's kind of an odd thing to, you know, miss. But get used to things.
Pigskin picks kind of tightened up this week.
Well, for some of them, I'm pretty much out of it.
Well, you know, I'm
three games out. I think I may have to
next week
fold
could
in
be
the
it.
Tent.
This could be the last one this week.
Yeah,
and we're doing it by email, I understand.
Yes, we are, and which is a little tricky, a little scary.
Well, you don't know what anybody else went with.
But as a true gentleman, I had emailed you my picks.
I know. I was waiting to see if anybody else would. That was ahead.
They're not going to carve it, you know, copy you. That's for
apparently
sure.
Apparently not.
No, it's going to come right to me. Right to me. But I will, once that happens, I will send it out to everyone what their picks are.
Will there be any negotiating with the commissioner of Pigskin Picks, possibly?
Now, you know better than that.
Buy you a Coke.
Okay, you're in.
Okay.
Put a hamburger in there, you're the winner.
Oh, okay. I can do that. We're going to talk all about the games coming up tonight on the Rick's Barbecue County Roundup when we come back. Get you starting lineups for this game with the Tullahoma Lady Wildcats. And get ready to tip off some basketball here from Oakland High School. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball, back with the Rick's Barbecue County Roundup in just a second.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
Toots, good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurant, and I wanted to remind you, please come in and enjoy one of our delicious lunch specials Monday through Friday. We have a $3.99 lunch special every day, just like we have for over 25 years. You can find the phone number of any of our locations on our website at toots.com.
Good food and fun.
Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurants, now on South Church Street, Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, and Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Hey, Ethel, if we're going to your mother's house for Thanksgiving, we have got to take that car over to Performance Transmission, make sure it's right to take in trips. When we're going over 100 miles, we got to get that thing fixed before we go anywhere.
What?
We just got to get them bugs out of that transmission. It sounds like an old tractor. If we pull up at your mama's house and that car sounded that bad, they are going to throw the transmission on me.
Prepare your hot rod or grandma's Buick for holiday travel. Go to Performance Transmissions today on Memorial Boulevard next to O'Reilly's.
You can call them at 896-9336.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. You can also have your monthly bank statement sent directly to your email. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. Come and see for yourself why there's a difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
It's the First Bank Pregame Show. First Bank, where you matter most.
This is Chuck Lewis at First Bank, and we're proud to bring you this broadcast of high school sports. Good luck to all our local athletes tonight, and if you feel sacked, fouled, or have struck out with your bank, we'd love to talk to you. At First Bank, you really do matter most.
Now, back to the WGNS Primetime Sports Team, standing by live for the First Bank pregame show.
We continue here from Oakland High School. It's the Rick's Barbecue County Roundup. Time to talk about some games going on here in Rutherford County the next couple of days. Central Magnet will play Red Boiling Springs tomorrow. Oakland has this game with Tullahoma tonight, then at Shelbyville tomorrow night. So a double dip before back in action on the 29th and kind of testing the waters down in Tullahoma, bringing a pretty good squad in here, both boys and girls. And Shelbyville, of course, a region opponent possibly way down the road. The Smyrna Bulldogs hosting Harpeth High tonight. Then they travel to Wilson Central to take on Bud Brandon and Mr. Bond and all down there at Wilson Central High. The Seagull Stars' next action will be in girls at the O'Charley's Classic being played at Laverne, and the boys having their very own Venture Express Classic. And if you heard the Prentice Salsa Heating and Air Coach's Corner on Saturday morning, we had Ben Dotson in. He looked a little scruffy, by the way, but I think that's his
been hunting.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think he's gone hunting.
Well, I'm not sure what it is, but I think he loses that around basketball season. But anyway, Venture Express Classic, going to be a big event Friday and Saturday over at Siegel if you want to see some great boys basketball. Blackman is not playing tonight. Their next action will be in boys on the 25th. They're at Ravenwood taking on, or in Columbia taking on Ravenwood, and then the next night they play Page. The girls are in the Cannon County Classic. Eagleville playing JV and varsity versus Page tonight, and tomorrow at Richland, Middle Tennessee Christian School hosting Aaron Academy tomorrow night. And let's see, Riverdale's next action, the girls are playing at the Turkey Jam, that is in Memphis. And the boys are playing at the Laverne Thanksgiving Classic. John Wild tweeted out earlier that they were playing number 8 Bolingbrook Friday and number 6 Hoover Saturday in the Turkey Jam. So some pretty good competition down there.
Yeah, it's always good to play some kind of tough opponents early, Brian. And, you know, it makes you a better ball club, especially when you get an opportunity to play a lot of kids. And that's what all these coaches are doing in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Actually, probably a month.
Yeah, and Laverne having their O'Charley's Classic out there all this this weekend after Thanksgiving. That's been kind of a tradition for a long, long time. Well, there you go. That is a look at the Rick's Barbecue County Roundup. A reminder, Rick's Barbecue has 2 Rutherford County locations. Here in Murfreesboro, they're on Memorial Boulevard. That was the very first Rick's Barbecue. Rick's Barbecue to go right next to the VA as Thompson Lane intersects, and also their dine-in and drive-through location on Warrior Drive just off of South Church Street. Really haven't gotten our basketball legs yet, have we, John?
No, not really. We're occupied. We've got football on our mind for Friday, and you know, we're kind of having to readjust. And I noticed you messed up a lot more than I did the other night. So,
of course.
But, you know, I'm not a play-by-play guy in football. I'm just the what am I? I don't really know what I am, but I'm just the commercial guy. Well, so, you know, I'm not as under as much pressure.
You do a lot of organizing and
organizing.
You're like the community organizer of this group.
I have to be the community organizer of your group.
You gotta have it.
Sure.
Gotta have it, don't we? Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, Genghis Grill, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, Craig's Tax Service, and AG's Sporting Goods. And you know, it's basketball time when you can hear the melodious tones of John Rice across the way.
That is correct.
So we're about to have our national anthem here, and what we will do is we'll pause, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups, and then John Dinkins will have the live play-by-play. It's girls first here tonight. Lady Patriots taking on the Lady Wildcats. Oakland and Tullahoma here on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
West Coast Cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night, 8 to 10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trust the professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and in most cases offer fast same-day service. Also call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Alsop offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Mid-South Satellite is now Intersource.
Thanks, Middle Tennessee, for making us more than just your satellite service provider. Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment.
Whether you need Dish Network, DirecTV, Xfinity, Charter, HughesNet, Home Theater, or flat panel TVs,
you got to go to the source.
815-1800.
Call 815-1800 for a free evaluation of current services and bundle together what best fits your needs.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street.
And this is Juan here at Midas. We're more than just mufflers. Our ASC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $24.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right.
Only $24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
$24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
On Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Todd's Complete Auto Care, Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine, where your team colors get a free taco. State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, Toots Good Food and Fun, Performance Transmission, Intersource, State Farm agent Mel Adams, and Reeves Sane Drugstore. A look at the starting lineups and the live play-by-play here in this girls' contest. The stats and starting lineups in the games brought to you courtesy of Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P., AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. And John Dinkins has a look at those as well as the play-by-play.
All right. First of all, for the Tullahoma Lady Wildcats, Brian Malicia Edwards will lead. Will be at one spot, 5'11 senior point. Katie Lett, number 23, a 5'6 sophomore guard. Deja Morris, a 5'6 sophomore guard at number 12. Number 52 is Kelia Bland, a 6'2 sophomore post. And Kentoria Alexander, a freshman guard at 5'3. She'll wear number 11. For the Oakland Lady Patriots, Monica Barrett, 5'9 senior guard, number 11, along with Ellen Riggins, a 5'11 junior forward. Emily Eubank, number 13, a 5'8 sophomore guard, along with Caitlin Oliver, number 23, a 5'7 sophomore forward. And rounding out that top five for Oakland tonight, Sylvia Barnes, number 21, a 5'5 junior guard, and we're about ready to get underway tonight. And, Brian, a lot of youngsters, you know, they've had another year, but they're just sophomores.
I know. I was just thinking that same thing when you were reading sophomore, a couple of juniors thrown in there. So, you know, we talked a lot about how tough they were last year, and Jennifer Grandstaff obviously does a tremendous job. And I really think that this team has some potential, you know. I think if you look at District 7 AAA, John, you look at Riverdale, but then you look at everybody else. And I think the Oakland Lady Patriots have some chances here to make some noise in the district.
Monica Barrett, the only senior starter for Oakland. In fact, the only senior on this ball club. And she's number 11 and a good outside shooter. They're going to need to shoot better this year, I think, Brian, in order to be a tremendous success. I think they're going to win a lot of ball games. But to go to that other level, I think they're going to have to shoot a better percentage.
I think we'll see that with some maturity, too.
Tip controlled early. Eubank goes up with it, and she is hammered as she goes up for a layup. And the foul is going to be on Kentoria Alexander.
Well, we know Eubank is not shy, and she will take it to the rack. Doesn't matter who's there in front of you.
So she's going to go to the line. That's Emily Eubank, a 5'8 sophomore guard. First one is up and no good. Looks like Emily's grown about a foot since we saw her last. And a little stronger as she starts her sophomore campaign. Second one of two is up and good. So Emily gets Oakland on the scoreboard with a 1-0 lead. And they're going to open up with a full court press. Up with it is Lett. Gives it off. Ball's taken away. Riggins coming up with it. Long pass out to Oliver. Back to Eubank. Looks inside to Riggins from the left side. Comes up, spins, puts it up. No good, but a foul is called. And it's going to be on Edwards.
Well, you can already tell there with Riggins, John, that she's bigger, stronger, faster. And that is a move that pays dividends for her in the paint.
Seems like she's been here forever, isn't it? Free throw, no good.
She is a 12th year senior.
Well, she started as a freshman.
Or junior, rather.
Yeah, she is a junior. Free throw up, missed both. Tipped. Oliver comes away with it. Nice play by Caitlin. Over right side it goes. Top of the key to Barrett. Long pass cross court to Oliver. Drives baseline and gives it back out to Eubank. Man-to-man defense by the Wildcats. Over to the right side it goes to Barnes. Barnes, a junior as well. Barrett, Oliver swinging it around, and Caitlin takes steps. Going to turnover number one for Oakland. 1-0. The Patriots on top here. 7:19 in the first quarter of play. Oakland going right to left. And they're putting on some more pressure. Up with it is Alexander for Tullahoma. Over to Lett. Dribbles with the right hand. Now looks for help and gives it over to Edwards. Edwards being double teamed. Now gets it out. Over to Morris. Morris in some trouble. And it's stolen away by Barnes. She's going to drive in for the layup and good. Good defense. Basket by Barnes.
First basket of the game.
3-0 Oakland. Oakland continue to put the pressure. Lett with a little trouble. Now lobs it in. Barrett steals it. 2-on-1. Feed to Barrett. I'll make that Eubank. The layup's good. And a timeout going to be called by Tullahoma. We'll take 1-2. Oakland off to a good start. They lead it 5-0 with 6:38 to go in the first.
We're with Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue. And, Mike, tell me what makes your restaurant different from the others.
Pricing and quality of the food. Both of those combined make it a great product. Just one chance to eat it, I think you'll come back consistently all the time. You just say Rick's, and it means barbecue. That's the vision that I have.
Simple math, Rick's equals barbecue, and I think you'll discover that at one of their two Rutherford County locations, on Warrior Drive behind the Rite Aid, and on Memorial down from VA.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Smyrna Bowling Center, Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P., and the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.
Tullahoma with the basketball being pressed, and away with it, and the steal is Oliver. Feeds to Eubank, lays it up with the left hand, and good.
Boy, points off of turnovers. They've scored their last 2 points off of turnovers there, or last two buckets, rather.
7-0 Oakland early. And a foul going to be called. Reaching in is Monica Barrett. And that's her first. Oakland's first foul. 7-0 Oakland, 6:18 here in the first quarter of play. And Tullahoma throws it in, and it's Alexander with it, running the point, being guarded by Barnes. Gets a pick, now gives it back over to Morris in the corner to Lett. And she lets it fly, and it's a three. Katie Lett with a basket, and it's 7-3. Barnes to Riggins, top of the key for Oakland. Stops, takes a look, doesn't go, gives it to Eubank. Dribbles, gives it back inside to Riggins, dribbles with the left hand, now dishes it off to Barnes in the corner, it goes back to Barrett. Trying to look down low, being very patient right at this moment. Oliver takes a couple of dribbles, puts up a jumper, off the rim, no good, rebound, coming down with it. Now she's jumped with Sylvia Barnes. Good hustle by Barnes to tie up number 52, Kaya Bland. Bland is a 6'2 sophomore post. It'll be Tullahoma's basketball. Back court, over to Lett, left side, being double teamed, now gets it over to Alexander, long feed, blocked by Riggins as Morris was trying to dish it down low to Bland.
Well, they're everywhere, John. I mean, they put pressure on you no matter where the ball is on the floor.
Lett has it, left side. Being danced, she double dribbled. So another turnover for the Wildcats, that's five on the evening. 7-3 Oakland with 5:22 to go in the first. Except for that three, that's the only shot they've gotten off tonight. Everything else has been turned over. Eubank gives it out to Riggins between the circles, takes a couple of dribbles, now gives it back out to Barnes' left side. Sylvia Barnes, a starter this year, she's extremely quick, almost like having 2-point guards. Riggins stops, takes a long jumper, no good. Rebound, Bland. Gives it off to Lett. Now it goes to Morris. And a little double team there. Lett gets it off to the left side to Deja Morris. Knocked down, no call, and Lett has it. Between the circles, she goes right side over to Alexander. Now a travel called on the Lady Wildcats. And, Brian, they are having all kinds of trouble with this intense pressure by Oakland.
Well, I mean, that's exactly what it is. It's Oakland's pressure that they're putting on from the time they touch the ball to bring it down offensively. No matter where they are on the floor, there's someone in a white and red jersey there to just to bug them to death.
Oakland leads by four with 4:27 to go in the first. Inside it goes to Barrett at the high post. Now give and go back door to Oliver.
Well, that was beautiful.
Kaylin has two, and the lead is now six, and a ball stolen. Eubank gives it off back to Oliver. Soft touch inside. Another basket off turnovers.
Seventh turnover, and it's going to be a long night for the Lady Wildcats if they can't get this corrected.
11-3, and now a out of bounds. I believe they're going to give it to Tullahoma. It came off of Barrett's leg, and it'll be Tullahoma's ball, side court. The feed goes over to Morris. Has it right side, takes a couple of dribbles, now to Alexander, back over to Lett. Lett with the only basket for Tullahoma, being guarded by Oliver. Inside it goes to Bland, makes a move, now dishes it back out to Lett, may have walked, gives it over the right side to Alexander, the jumper's no good, and it's going to be off of the Wildcats. It'll be Oakland's basketball. 11-3, Oakland has never trailed in this one, looked mighty good doing it. 3:42 to go in the first. John Diggins, Brian Barrett here with you. It is basketball tonight, Brian. Just want to make sure.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate
Riggins,
that.
Over to Eubank. Stops. Jumper. Good. Emily Eubank with about a 13-footer, and she has seven. And just like that, if the lead is 10, knocked out of bounds, it'll be Tullahoma's ball.
I don't think Tullahoma can play Oakland at this pace, John. They're going to have to try to slow it down, and Tullahoma's actually going to take a break here to talk about it. So we'll step aside as well. State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Do hormones have you confused? Hi, this is Lori Sane-Smith with Reeves Sane Drugstore.
Reevesane offers customized hormone replacement therapy to meet the needs of each woman and man. The goal of hormone replacement should be to reestablish balance, working with the unique needs of the patient, their physician, and our pharmacist. Ask us about your unique needs so that you can feel your best. Reevesane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard, or visit Reevesane.com. Reevesane Drugstore.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Join us for the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner at 9 a.m. each Saturday morning. It's followed by Cougar Corner at 11, and all from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. However, we will not be there this Saturday due to we'll be coming back from Maryville, hopefully with good news. 13-3, Oakland leads it here with 3:08 to go in the first quarter. Erica Stovall is into the ballgame for the Wildcats. Barnes takes away another one. Another Tullahoma turnover. Barnes in some trouble, now gives it off to Barrett. Back over it goes to Eubank, top of the between the circles. Now Barrett from the corner, no good. Rebound. Oliver comes down with another one on the weak side. Back out, Eubank. Feeds it to the right side to Barrett. Now finds Oliver underneath the basket. Too hard. Rebound, Riggins, no good. Riggins again and flips it over to Oliver. Extra chances for Oakland here. Barrett throws it across court to Eubank. She puts it up from outside. No good. And this time I think they're going to get Riggins with a push, trying to go for the rebound. And it is on Ellen. That is the second team foul on Oakland.
Really crashing the boards right there and couldn't capitalize on that trip down.
Had about three shots at it. And the ball taken away by Oliver on the inbounds pass. Gives it off to Barnes. She sets it back up, gives it to Riggins at the foul line, puts it up, jumper, rolls off too hard. And now a foul on Barnes.
Well, Barnes went crashing in there for the rebound and didn't have position, and it was Stovall who had better position there for that board.
Oakland leads it here 13-3 over the visiting Tullahoma Wildcats. 2:18 to go in the first. Katie Lett has it. Off it goes to Alexander. Now to Stovall, who entered the game just a minute ago. Being double-teamed, having trouble, and is stolen away by Eubank. She's everywhere. Lob into Oliver. Easy layup, good. Kaitlyn Oliver, a good athlete. She has six.
Ninth turnover, and at least five of those have been turned into 2 points for the Lady Patriots.
15-3 Oakland. Eubank wants some more. Another pickoff there by Emily Eubank. Gives it over to Barnes, to Riggins. Dribbles with the right hand, now dishes it off to Barnes. Her jumper is too hard off the glass. Rebound, Eubank, no good. Rebound picked up this time. It's Barrett. Multiple chances here for Oakland.
Well, they are crashing the boards. I'm telling you, if it's not the defense, it's the board work for the Lady Pats.
Double teamed on Riggins, and it gets over the right corner to Eubank. Back to Barnes, back to Barrett. Good passing right now. Oliver has it, tries to feed it inside to Riggins. It's picked away by Lett, but right back to Eubank, who finds Riggins open. No good.
Well, she might have been pushed in behind there.
Lett comes away with it for Tullahoma. Alexander across the timeline, trying to get some help, and does. Lett has it. Feeds it to a jumper from the corner. That time, that was Edwards. And the ball is off of Tullahoma Wildcat. It'll be Oakland's ball. We're under a minute here in the first quarter, 15-3. Oakland leads it. A lot of turnovers by the Lady Wildcats.
They have 10 of them, and Oakland's turned the ball over only one time, out-rebounding Tullahoma, shooting very well.
And into the ball game for Oakland's Kiara House. House gives it off inside to Oliver, who somehow got that one to go. She was almost too far underneath the basket, Brian.
Well, she kind of flipped it up there with the opposite hand, it looked like, and nice basket.
And the feed goes to Katie Lett. Boy, the defense by Oakland's tenacious right now. Stovall has it, makes a stutter move, and is picked off by Eubank again. And she is double-teamed herself and loses it. Shots up, no good. Rebound, Riggins.
Well, I'll let them have that, John. If we're going to fight for the ball like that all night, it's going to be another long night for Wildcat.
Yeah,
Lady
Eubank
Wildcats
was mugged.
Yes, she was.
House has it. Right side, back over to Eubank. Barrett from way outside at the end of the quarter. No good, but a good first quarter for the Oakland Patriots. They lead it at the end of one. It's Oakland 17, Tullahoma 3. We'll be back.
Hello and happy holiday greetings from your friends here at Jennings & Ayers Funeral Home on South Church Street in Murfreesboro. At Jennings & Ayers, we know about the importance of getting together as a family to enjoy the holidays. Reconnecting with loved ones is important. That's why at Jennings & Ayers, our family has been serving your family's funeral needs for over a century, because we understand. We hope you will enjoy the season while remembering the reason. Thank you for allowing us to connect with your family through the years. Happy holidays to your family from our family at Jennings & Ayers.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Giving students from pre-kindergarten through high school the opportunity to grow academically, athletically, socially, and spiritually.
We're going to continue to work to build that academic program to give those graduates the best opportunities they can have.
President Lynn Watson of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
We encourage them to give us a call, come and spend a day with us, and just see what it's like here at Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. It's brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Farmer Brothers Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden. John Dinkins.
Thank you, Brian. 17-3 as we start the second quarter. Oakland leading and have led the entire time. House in, and the give is over to House. She has it to Barrett, to Eubank. Lob into House. Takes a couple of dribbles. Now gives it back to Eubanks. Spin moves at the key. No good, but House gets it. Takes it to the corner. Nowhere to go, and she throws it away. And Alexander comes up with it. Doesn't have the numbers, but it looks like she's going in anyway and puts it up. No good. Rebound. Bland now coming away with it is Oliver. To Eubank. Oakland wants to run. Into Riggins, easy layup, good. You better not try to run with them tonight. They're fired up. 19-3, Oakland.
Oakland shot 8 of 16 in that first quarter of play, John. 50%, Tullahoma 1 of 4, that one being a three-point basket. That's all they've got tonight so far.
I think Jennifer Grandstaff would take that just about any night.
Yeah.
Led has it to Woodard, who entered the game at the end of the first quarter. Led. Gives it off to Bland, looking for help. Now back to Lett. And it's taken too long, and a turnover again by Tullahoma. That is number 12, and we're only about a minute into the second quarter.
I think Mike Wright would take the same results in the boys' contest.
Probably would. Emily Eubank walks it across the timeline, over to Barrett, left side, back to Eubank. Tullahoma now in a zone. Long jumper by Barrett's no good, too hard. And Kira House is going to pick up a foul on the offensive glass. And for House, that is her first. And the team's fourth, I have.
That's one thing that hasn't been a big problem here in this game to this point, and that's team fouls. Four for Oakland, two for Tullahoma.
Woodard gets it across the timeline for Tullahoma. Dribbles right side, double team, gives it off Alexander. Tries to get it inside to Stovall. But John, it goes off her hands.
John, one thing they're doing is they're going from sideline, baseline. They're trapping themselves, and Oakland just smells. That's like blood in the water for a shark.
Inside, the ball goes to Edwards. A foul is called underneath. Good pass there by Alexander. Ellen Riggins picks up her second. She may have to go to the bench for a little while. Edwards will be at the line. That's Malicia Edwards for Tullahoma. It's 19-3, Oakland. Tullahoma hasn't scored in a while. Free throw good. 19-4. Don't forget, we're going on the air early Friday night, Brian.
Yeah.
Maryville. Free throw, no good. Rebound, Woodard. Good hustle. And throws it right into Eubank's hands. Two on two, Eubank tries to spin, and now is fouled by Alexander, reaching in.
That would be for the Riverdale at Maryville.
Prime Time Sports on FM 100.5, FM 101.9.
And Edwards has it. Gives it over to Alexander. Oliver on her. She's played a terrific game. 8 points in the first quarter for Kaylin Oliver. And she is in trouble. Gets away from it. Finds Woodard underneath the basket. Turns around. A little 8-footer's good. Woodard with a field goal. It's 21-6.
Well, she found herself wide open.
She didn't really. I didn't know for sure whether she's going to turn the right way or not.
It's like, oh, what is this? The basketball.
Christmas early. And House going to come out, and Caitlin King going to come in for her. 6'1 sophomore, Caitlin King. Oakland leads it 21-6, 5:30 to go here in the first half.
Adds more sides inside there with Riggins to really do battle on the boards.
And the lob pass over in the corner to Barrett. Now to Eubank. Stops. Dishes off. Barrett again. Get in there. No good. Rebound. King over the back. Picks up a foul. And that is half Oakland with six. One more and Tullahoma will be in the bonus.
John, that's one thing King's going to have to watch out for. I know it was kind of a problem in some play last year. Got to watch out on the boards and get good position.
Alexander has it. Tries to lob it over Barrett's head, and it does pay off as Lett comes down with it. She has it to Alexander. Riggins on her. Just standing out there dribbling between the circles here, looking for some help. And Lett on her. Interesting matchup there. Riggins, there's a turnover by Lett. Riggins is on the point guard, or was at that point. 15-point lead. Sylvia Barnes fixing to come back in for the Patriots, and Oliver going to take a breather.
15-point lead, 13 turnovers for Tullahoma.
When you press like this, you got to sub quite a lot, and I think Jennifer's grand staff letting them catch their breath here. Riggins has it for Oakland. Brings it across. Zone defense for Tullahoma. Riggins tries to lob it to lobs it to Riggins. Now back out to Barnes, to Riggins. Dribbles with the right hand to Barnes. Right side. Bounce pass Riggins. Going to drive. Puts it up. 4-footer good.
Well, that was nice off little J.
Well, if that shot comes down and is consistent, there's a steal. Barnes has it. Eubank fighting, and the basket won't go, but a foul is going to be called on Tullahoma. I think Woodard. And it is. Brian, what I was trying to say was, and not doing a very good job of it actually, if Riggins gets that jumper down, she's going to be hard to stop because that's one part of her game, consistently shooting that little 8-footer.
It's been a struggle at times for her with that shot.
Oh, nice play, Eubanks, but too soft. And now Riggins going to pick up a foul, I think. Maybe not. I hope not because it is. That's her third.
Yeah, I think it's going to be just out of bounds.
Yeah. Well, I'll take that. Oakland continuing the pressure. They lead 23-6, 4:11 to go in the first half. Over goes to Bland. In trouble, trapped again. And a jump ball going to be called. It'll be Tullahoma's ball. That was an alert play by Monica Barrett. She just kind of reached in when Bland didn't see her and just grabbed the ball. It has been all Lady Patriots tonight so far. Lett throws it in to Bland in the corner. Looking for some help. Now gives it to Alexander. Bouncer to Woodard. Back out, Alexander.
They're contesting every pass.
Yeah, they're and going inside is almost impossible. Just in that case right there as Bland walks. Turnover number 15. Oakland with the basketball, although they have cooled off a little bit.
They're hitting every other one here, so they're hovering around 50% shooting from the field.
23-6. Barnes has it. Long pass Barrett to Riggins. To Eubank. Feeds. Riggins spins. Puts it up. Too hard off the glass. Rebound. Barnes hustles and gets it.
Well, she was triple teamed there, too. I don't even see how she got the shot off.
She made a great move to the basket. Barrett. Eubank. Back to Monica. She has it right at the beginning of the Patriots sign, but now throws it away. Kind of tipped out of her hand. Lett has it for Tullahoma. Over to Edwards. carries the ball, puts it up, and they're going to say travel. Turnover number 16 now.
She traveled really before that was called because the ball got kind of away from her.
And Emily Eubanks going to bring it up. Under 3 minutes here in the first half, Oakland leading it by 17. Barnes, right side, has it. They're posting Eubank over in the corner on the left side. She gets it there. Back to Monica Barrett. To Barnes. Oakland in no hurry. They have a 17-point lead. Eubank takes a couple of dribbles, now dishes off to Barnes. Back to Eubank, who's going to drive, stops, shoots, puts it up, too hard off the window. Rebound, Barnes. She's there again. To Eubank from the corner, no good. Rebound, Riggins. Feeds Eubank in the lane, good. Great vision by Ellen Riggins. And Eubank scores, and it's 25-6.
Not only are they taking advantage of the Tullahoma turnovers, they are just beating them on the boards badly.
And a foul going to be on Sylvia Barnes. I'll tell you one thing that Sylvia Barnes is grabbing about, I don't know how many loose balls are coming off the boards and just being at the right place at the right time. Very quick. Barnes is going to come out. She has two fouls on her. And King going to come in along with Oliver. And also Alexia Cairo is coming in for Oakland. She's a 5'9 junior, Brian.
Don't settle for anything less than the best. The Bob Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is the best. You can put their experience to work for you at 896-4600.
Eubank, after Caitlin King clears the boards, the free throw was no good. Over to Barrett. Monica's played every second of the game, and so is Emily Eubank. And now, whistle. Let's see what this is about. I think it's an elbow. And it's on Bland. I think she gave a little shove to Caitlin King there. Her first foul. Fifth foul on the Tullahoma Wildcats. Eubanks will throw it in for Oakland underneath their basket. Lob to King. No good, but a foul. And that one, this time, is on Morris, her first.
It's going to be a pretty nifty inbounds play if they can. I mean, King is just so much taller than everybody else.
Well, basically, she just kind of lobbed it up there, and Caitlin was there. Free throw, no good. She will get another. She was shooting.
1 of 5 from the foul line for the Lady Patriots here in the first half so far.
Oakland leads 25-6. Second one's no good. Rebound is Oliver. Well, they've gotten a lot of rebounds off foul shots. Monica Bear dribbles with the right hand. Now King at the high post. Turns, shoots, no good. Rebound. Alexander comes away with it. King all over her. It's like Jack and the Beanstalk there. And Alexander trying to get it out of trouble. And this time Eubank, Barrett both at the ball. They're going to call a jump ball. And this time it goes to Oakland. Turnover number 17 for the Wildcats. And Randy Bivin coming in for Oakland. Randy's a sophomore guard, 5'8". And she throws it in to Eubank. Oakland leads by 19. Eubank has it between the circles. Now dishes it off to Randy Bivin in the corner. Good, a first bank three, our first of the night. And Randy Bivin cans it.
Boy, how about that?
28-6. Just right off the bench. Here's Tullahoma with the ball. Going to throw it away again. Caitlin King running it down. Just going to let it go out of bounds. Turnover number 18. I don't even think I need you to keep up anymore. I just kind of.
Well, they're racking them up is what they're doing. It's going to be a night where they could scare 40 to death if it continues like this.
Well, when you look at the number of shots they've taken, and that tells the story there about the turnovers, how big a role it plays. Bivin almost loses it. Now gives it over to Oliver. Back cross court. Inside it goes Cairo. A little sweeping hook with the right hand and a foul going to be called. A good move there by Cairo. And the foul is going to be on Edwards. Second foul on Malicia Edwards. And two shots for Alexia Cairo. Good shot. No good. Well, that was a good move inside by her. Just kind of a little sweeping hook. House going to come in, and Oliver going to take a break.
No Prentice Sauce of Peaking Air Coach's Corner, Brian. I can't believe it. It breaks a string of how many weeks in a row? 17 or 20, 30?
I don't think it's been that many.
Free throw, no good. And this time it's going to be Tullahoma's ball. Somebody in the lane too quickly. Woodard will throw it in for the Wildcats. 45 seconds to go in the first half, 28-6.
We have been on since mid-August, every Saturday.
Long feed, it goes. This time it gets in the hands of Morris. He dribbles, now double-teamed to Alexander. They have really had trouble when they get to the corner over there. And Edwards comes up with it. To Alexander, they'll set it back up. House on her. Oakland with a lot of quickness, and House is one of those girls coming off the bench who's quick as lightning. Here's Edwards. She's going to put up a little 12-footer. That's no good. Clear it out of the way, and it'll be Oakland's ball with 11 seconds to go here in the first half.
Well, they're going to push it, too. Here they come.
Eubank trying to get an easy basket. House is going to stop now, have some problems. And a foul going to be called. Offensive foul on House. Trying to get her off of her. 4 seconds to go. Don't forget the halftime show coming up. Brian will have all the stats. I'll have the scoring for you. And we might even have a score, too. You never know. And that's the end of the first half as the buzzer sounds. With Oakland comfortably out in front, the Lady Patriots 28 and the Tullahoma Wildcats 6. And we'll be back with a look at our halftime show right after this timeout.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Looking for better handling as winter approaches? Stop by Bud's Tire Pros. Now through November 28th, you'll receive a $70 MasterCard prepaid card after a mail-in rebate when you buy any set of four new Michelin brand passenger or light truck tires. Get the safe grip you need this winter. Visit Bud's Tire Pros in Murfreesboro or online at budstireprostn.com. Mail-in rebate required. See redemption form at participating dealers for complete details. Offer expires 11/28/11. Void where prohibited. The card is issued by Citi pursuant to a license from MasterCard.
Okay, class, who wants to tell me the best thing you did this summer? Jessica?
I went to a theme park.
I went camping.
We went to Genghis Grill!
Back to school means back to Genghis Grill. Enjoy a mouth-watering bowl made with the freshest meat, seafood, and veggies. Choose your favorites, add a sauce, and let our grill masters cook your selection to perfection. Make the grade with Genghis Grill.
For the best Mongolian stir-fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway.
For love, for prosperity, for why not?
Bell Jewelers, across from 2.
Ooh, you can depend on Farmer Brothers.
I'm Dan Carver with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Proper home and auto coverages are vital to your financial health. For the last 10 years, I've worked with thousands of families caring for their personal insurance needs. For a free insurance checkup, give me a call at 893-5064 to set up an appointment. You can depend on Farmer Brothers Insurance. I'm Dan Carver, and you can depend on me.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
This is Lester Martin here at Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's. Come by Martin's and ask about our landscape services. We can design a wonderful landscape for your home. Martin's will come out and give you a free estimate anywhere in Rutherford County. November is a wonderful month to still plant trees and shrubbery so they can take hold during the winter, and next summer they'll have a good root system. Call Martin's Home and Garden at 867-7121. Martin's, where beauty and quality meet.
We'll go the extra mile.
Whatever you drive or you own that won't run, we can get you back on the road. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. We now have a European specialist on staff. Now you don't have to go to the dealer for service and repair on Mercedes, BMW, Volvo, Jaguar, and other Europeans. From oil changes to engine work, we can take care of it on foreign, domestic, and European vehicles. Call 962-9050.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad, across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And welcome back. John Dinkins along with Brian Barrett here at halftime, where the Oakland Patriots lead it 28
6, and quite an offensive showing here offensively for the Lady Patriots, and good defense as well. The stats tonight brought to you by Bob Parks Realtor, Sunet P., AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. The scoring went like this. Ellen Riggins had 8 points for the Patriots, along with Emily Eubank with 7, Caitlin Oliver with 8. So those three have really been the scoring machine for Oakland. Randy Bivin came off the bench and had a first bank 3. Sylvia Barnes has 2, and Sylvia has not scored a lot, but she has really contributed with some big steals and also some big, big rebounds, and they have dominated the boards. For Tullahoma, only 6 points to show for. Malicia Edwards has 1. Katie Led has a 3, and Hope Woodard has 2 off the bench for the Wildcats. The rebounding went like this. Oakland with a huge advantage, 11-5. Oakland shot 13 of 28 for 46% and a first bank 3. Tullahoma, 2 of 6 for 33%. They had 1-3 also. And free throw shooting, Oakland only 1 of 8 for 13%. No, Coach Grandstaff's going to want a little improvement there in that category. And Tullahoma, 1 of 3 for 33%. 4 turnovers for Oakland, 18 for the Lady Wildcats. And that is the difference in the ball game. Quite honestly, 18 turnovers for the Wildcats. They have only shot 6 times from the field. So they're 2 of 6, but only taken 6 shots. Oakland, on the other hand, has taken 28 shots from the field. It was 17-3 Oakland at the end of the first quarter, and now they lead 28-6 at half. Our stats tonight brought to you by Bob Parks Realtor, Sunet P., AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. Don't forget to join us now Friday night. That'll be our next coverage of the semifinal game between the Riverdale Warriors and Maryville. And that game will start, the pregame show will start around 5:30 now. That's our time, 5:30. Join me and Brian and Donnie Johnson, Rafferty Cleary, for all the action. That should be a good football game. Lightning's Locker Room is gift ideas for Blue fans, Middle Tennessee Raider Blue, that is. This Friday only, buy one, get one half off on all blue in the store. Shirts, hats, sweats, everything blue is buy one, get one half off this Friday at Lightning's Locker Room, located at 910 Risley Road, off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. So be brave, go out, and go out on Friday, and you don't have to face the mall, though. You just go down to 910 Risley Road and visit Lightning's Locker Room, and be brave, be blue, Lightning's Locker Room. And we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will have the second half of action for you as we continue here from Randy King Gymnasium. And our halftime score is Oakland 28, the Tullahoma Girls 6. We'll be back after this.
Here at Animal City, we are very proud to hand raise most of our own birds so that you can get the best possible companion for your family. And this is Amanda inviting your family to come visit our family here at Animal City. And as the weather gets warmer, we have everything that you need to create or maintain a beautiful, serene garden pond. Animal City is a family business. We are at 919 Northwest Broad Street. That's in Murfreesboro, next to the bowling lane. Animal City.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. We can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281. Make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Santa Claus is coming to Loveless Fine Photography.
We have got the most beautiful set that we've ever had for our Santa pictures.
Alan Loveless at Loveless Fine Photography.
We have a designer Christmas set for Santa Claus to see all the boys and girls in.
We brought our 3 kids to Loveless Photography, and they created the most beautiful Santa pictures we've ever had.
Call Loveless Fine Photography for an appointment today. Santa's in town December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
call the studio at 890-1558.
Hi, this is Chuck Lewis with First Bank in Murfreesboro.
And Jim Bryan of First Bank in Smyrna.
Did you know that Social Security and other federal benefits are moving to a paperless system?
If you're currently receiving a paper check from the government and want to know more about how you can make the transition to direct deposit, stop by your local First Bank branch or call 890-1111 in Murfreesboro or 267-1111 in Smyrna.
That's 890-1111 or 267-1111. First Bank, member FDIC.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
The Smyrna Bowling Center, a great place to take the family for fun.
Bright and colorful and not dimly lit like the bowling alleys of old. The fun never ends.
Mark Hubbock is general manager at the Smyrna Bowling Center and says anybody can bowl.
From small children all the way up to senior citizens, anybody can do this sport. It's a great activity. You know, you're taking a 12 to 16 pound bowling ball for most people and rolling it down the lane, three game series, you're going to lift quite a bit of weight.
Come on, let's have fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Ideas Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Paleo's Grill on Broad Street, Midas of Murfreesboro, and our friends over at Jones Car Wash, Mr. Palmer Jones and Company, Mr. Dinkins. Impressive first half.
Well, it was, and I was impressed with the defense and the hustle in that first half, and a lot of really good defense, and shot 46%, not bad. Take that any time.
I think if you look at one stat, and it's probably the foul shooting, you know, 1 of 8, that's something you can work on and improve on. Turnovers, they only turn the ball over 4 times. So early in the year, you really look at, think you're going to see some sloppy stuff, and there are always things to work on, but turnovers, I always kind of look at the turnovers and see where teams are. And you're turning the ball over less than double digits in the early going. You're doing pretty good.
Yeah, that's the ball game so far here. We'll have those starting lineups here in the second half. As Tullahoma will get the ball first, Alexander has it, drives right side along with Edwards. It's Bland, also Litt, and we also have Morris in there. And Litt has it right now. We'll give the Oakland lineup in just a second. Bland. Inside, stolen away. Barrett has it, now loses it. For Oakland, it's Riggins, Alexander. Oliver, Eubank, Barnes, and Barrett. Starting lineups by Sinet P. of Bob Parks Realty, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. Alexander has it, being pressured by Barnes. Left side it goes to Litt. Lobs it inside Edwards, trying to go, now dishes it back out. Over to Alexander, drives, dishes off. Here's Morris with it. Deja Morris. Eubank all over her.
She's in trouble.
Yeah, she is. Barely got it away in time. They had a little back door going. They didn't see her. Edwards at the foul line looking for some help. And you know the thing, Brian, they're not looking at the basket.
No, not at all. I mean, it's a train wreck. I mean, they can't get anything together.
It's almost as if they're just looking at somebody to pass to before they even look at the basket. Got their back turned to it. Bounce pass. It goes to Morris. And lob pass over to Alexander. Litt, a lot of time off the clock. 6:57 in the third. Oakland leads by 22 points. Jumper that time by Alexander is short. Rebound picked up Barnes. Gives it off to Eubank. Oakland, good feed inside to Oliver. Now she backs it back out to Riggins, to Eubank from the corner. Little jumper, no good. Rebound, Riggins on her back. Ellen Riggins picks up her third. First foul of the second half for Oakland. Boys action to follow. Mike Wright got some young ones too, hadn't he? This is like I think everybody in boys has a lot of young talent this year.
Well, I talked to him. You and I talked to him earlier here in the upstairs gym where we broadcast and talking about, I redid the rosters and lineups.
Ball is stolen away, and now a foul is called.
And that was on Hannah Fanning, I think, who just came in.
And there were only three of the boys' players from last year's team, which he had some youth on that team that are returning. So, I mean, he's kind of starting anew.
Lob pass on the inbounds to Riggins, over to Eubank. Back out to Barrett in the corner, feeds it down low. Riggins triple teamed over there. Now dishes out to Oliver, who's open. No good. Rebound picked up. And it's going to be controlled by Katie Lett. Lett lets it go and throws it away, and it's going to be another turnover for Tullahoma. That would be, Mr. Barrett?
Number 20.
Riggins
was pretty lucky on that last trip down, John, after the missed shot, not getting back-to-back fouls, and that would have been a bench setter for her, so I'm glad that she didn't get called on that one.
Eubank drives, dishes off to Barnes, open from the corner, good, a first bank three, Sylvia Barnes. She has five, and the lead now is 25. And ball out of bounds, it'll be Tullahoma's ball. They need more of that. That jump shot as Riggins dishes it off, or Eubank, and getting that open jumper, that's what they've got to do. They've got to hit that shot.
Well, you penetrate and draw the double team, and then if you can dish it out and hit that shot, you're dangerous.
And there's a drive in the corner by Fanning. It's no good. Rebounds. Coming out of there is Barnes. She dribbles through three people. Lays it up easily for the score. Sylvia Barnes lighting it up. She has seven. 33-6. And now a foul going to be called on Emily. Her first. And, Brian, that's something that Riggins was triple teamed a couple of times in this game tonight. And that's the jump shot they're going to have to hit to be successful.
Look for more of that this year from anybody.
Bounced away by Oliver. Picking it up is Morris, a little frustrated right now. Katie Lett going to calm her down, and they'll throw it in. Bounce pass, it goes to Morris. Throws it away. Wow.
Well, that was pretty much uncontested, with the exception of Oakland. It's just their presence is beginning to make a factor now.
Yeah, that was frustration.
Yeah.
A turnover there. 33-6 Oakland with 5:15 to go in the third. Brian will have a boys game to follow after IDST's halftime between game show. I always do that. Eubank driving, stops, dishes off. Barnes open again, this time too hard. Off the backside, and coming up with it is Edwards. To Lett. Lob pass in to Alexander. She's trying to get it across. And does. Barely. Now Riggins takes it away from her. Ellen going to go all the way in with the left hand. Too hard. Rebound. Eubank. She's got it. Puts it up. No good. Rebound. Eubank again. And it's good. Great effort by Emily Eubank. She has nine. And the lead now 35-6.
Well, you got to keep fighting after it there, even if you miss some right there. And good job by the Lady Pats.
Alexander open for a three, no good. Rebound Edwards, rolls it up there, no good. And Riggins has it. She'll bring it down, takes a couple of dribbles, now gives it off to Emily Eubank. 35-6 Oakland, 4:20 to go in the third quarter. It's been all Oakland tonight. Lady Pats have it. Barnes in the lane, little hook, no good. Rebound Riggins, goes up, easy, soft, and good.
Well, she found herself too far underneath there, John, and she just kind of gained her composure and let it roll off her fingertips.
37-6, 31-point Oakland lead. Ball's out of bounds. It'll be Tullahoma's ball. And Stovall going to come back in, and Fanning going to go out.
Well, that's a name from way back, Stovall, down in the Coffee County area.
Lett to throw it in, looking for somebody to give it to. And they have problems. There's a fight for it on the floor, and it's a jump ball, and it belongs to Oakland. That's another thing that's been impressive tonight. Every time there's a loose ball, they're on the floor diving for it.
Tullahoma can't get a break right now.
And Monica Barrett has no points. Can you believe that? And they're up by 31.
That shows some depth. That shows maturity.
What was it last year? Were you with me? I think you were. When Monica hit about eight straight threes.
Oh, I know it.
And there's a sweeping underhanded jump layup by Eubank. I didn't have trouble describing that. That was beautiful. 39-6. Jumper from the corner by Alexander's no good. And clearing the boards, it's Riggins. Outlet pass goes to Barrett. Dribbles to the right side. Looking for somebody. Gets some help. Tipped away. Now in trouble. And a foul going to be called, a reaching in foul on Tullahoma.
Well, Tullahoma fans aren't happy, but what's happening here is the Lady Wildcats have been taken to the woodshed.
Oh, no doubt about that. Foul is on Lett. And Barrett has it between the circles. It goes over to House, who just came in. Barrett open for three. Yes! And a push and a foul, a first bank three. Monica Barrett gets on the scoreboard and a chance to add another.
She's going to have a chance at that rare four-point play.
And Tullahoma starting to do a wholesale change here at the 3:12 mark of the third quarter. Fanning going to come in. Number 22, Shayla Welton is in. Stovall stays in. Woodard is in. And Edwards, the only starter, still in. Monica Barrett at the free throw line. House is in. King, Eubank, and Oliver for Oakland. Wholesale substitutions for the Tullahoma Wildcats trailing here 42-6. And now they're going to take Edwards out as well. Welton going to take her place. Shot is up by Barrett, no good. Rebound, House comes away with it. She puts it up, and she's going to be hammered, and she'll go to the free throw line. How many times has that happened tonight?
Well, they've missed a lot of free throws, and that's one reason why that has happened some, John. They are now 1 of 9 from the foul line.
And Kira House will go to the line. And that first one was good, so put House on the scoreboard. Her first points of the night. She'll get another. Bivens back in. Free throw, good. House has two. 44-6 Oakland. 3:09 to go in the third quarter. John Ding is along with Brian Barrett here with you. Girls action, boys to follow. Bounce pass stolen away by Eubank. A 3-on-1. Bounce pass, no. Good pass, however, to Oliver. She's fouled. Thought she was going to bounce it in. She just put a line drive right to Oliver, and she's fouled.
24 turnovers for Tullahoma and counting.
It hasn't been pretty, that's for sure. Got a sub in for Oakland. And the jumper up by House is good. Kira has come in, and she puts up 4 points.
Oakland, 4 of their last 4 and 5 of their last 6, and one of those is a 3, and they have exploded now. They lead by 40.
Savannah Rogers in the ball game for Oakland. And now a double dribble. 2:37 to go, 46-6.
How about I just tell you at the end of the game how many turnovers? It's just getting too many to count.
I think we've established the fact there have been a lot of them.
Yes.
So you just rest okay. That right arm over
Thank
there.
Thank you.
Got a big week ahead of you. Bivens has it right side. Takes a couple of dribbles, now gives it to House. Going to drive in, now dishes off. Bivens for 3. Oh, yeah. Randy Bivens. She has another first bank 3. She has 6 points.
She did that last time. She came in off the bench cold as a cucumber and just nailed a 3.
46-6. 49-6, excuse me. Stovall, top of the key, gives it off. This time Shelton takes a little running jumper, no good. Rebound off Shelton. It'll be Oakland's ball. And Cairo fixing to come in, and Eubank going to take a break. Savannah Rogers is going, I need a guard. Somebody come here. I need a 2. Here they are.
Tullahoma is not on pace. They've scored 3 in the first quarter, 3 in the second quarter, and have been held scoreless to this point.
House, bounce pass into Cairo. Good move. Layup with the right hand. Good. That's the way to work it, girls. 51-6. 1:43 to go in the third. Here comes Tullahoma.
The full court press is over, John, it looks like. And Oakland's still playing man-to-man, but playing half court.
Hatch is in for Tullahoma. Over to Shelton. Back to Hatch. Trying to work a play here. They trail by a big margin. 45 points. And the ball thrown away. We know it's over 20 now in the turnover department. Mm. Brian has quit.
Closer to 30. Just saying.
Rogers throws it into Bivin. Minute 13 to go in the third. It's been all Oakland tonight. 51-6, they lead. Pass goes over to House, who's looked impressive as a sophomore. Over to Rogers. Bouncing it in, trying to get it into King, and it's out of bounds. Caitlin just joined in along with Cairo.
For folks who may be tuning in to listen to Rick Stockstill's coaches show, that will be on immediately following our boys' broadcast tonight. So we will have that on a bit later this evening at 7 o'clock, and some folks may tune in to hear that. We're going to bring you the Oakland-Tullahoma boys' basketball game after the completion of the girls' game, and also then Rick Stockstill and coaches' conversation.
Bounce pass in to Stovall. She drives, puts it up. Jump shot, no good. Rebound, hustling forward is Bivin. It'll be Tullahoma's ball. Well, this one may go pretty fast here, Brian.
Well, they should crank that clock up and not stop it.
Fanning to throw it in. A lot of new faces in for Tullahoma. Goes to Woodard. Driving, now stops, gives it off. To Hatch, back out, left side, Stovall to Shelton. Man-to-man defense by the Patriots. Woodard drives baseline, and they may call a foul, but I thought she walked.
Well, I certainly thought she did, too.
Foul is going to be on, I think, House. No, Bivin. Randy has 6 points in her first foul. Bounce pass inside. Shelton off the glass, good. Shayla Welton. I've been calling her Shelton, but it's Welton. Bivens, lob pass, almost out of bounds. Welton saves it, but intercepted by Bivin. Lob to King, turns around, puts it off the glass, no good. Rebound, Rogers, comes away with it. Bivens gives it off, left side, House, jumper, short, and that's the end of the third quarter. It's all Oakland. The Lady Pats lead it 51-8. We'll be back after 1 minute.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of the people who've had claims with State Farm would recommend us, without a doubt. Give me a call at 220-2210. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King in Smyrna. Give me a call at 220-2210.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing, or just in need of some extra space. Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, experienced professionals, well-trained, and they will utilize the auction process to sell your property. Industry leaders here in Rutherford County, Bob Bug and Stan Vaught, many, 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 many years of experience. 896-4600, Bob Parks Auction, bobparksauction.com online.
Tullahoma has the basketball as we start the fourth quarter, and a jumper turnaround from the corner by Woodard, and she has four, and they reach double figures. Oakland leads it 51-10, and some new faces in here for Oakland. We'll get you in here. That is Kaylee Boyder, and she has the ball right now, puts it up with the left hand, too hard. Rebound, Rogers. Rogers drives baseline and now goes up with it, and she is hacked.
John,
by
in the
Stovall,
third quarter, a few stats here from Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet PAG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. One stat that really stands out, 9 of 16 from the field in the third quarter of play for Oakland, 9 of 16. That is 56%, and that also includes not one, not two, but three first bank threes.
Rogers missed the first one. Aaron Lane in the ball game for Tullahoma. He's pretty much cleared his bench. And the second shot, no good. Woodard has it. Over it goes to Hatch. Brings it up. Being hounded by House. Woodard gets it. And Woodard walks. She knew it. Clock is moving and will continue to move as Oakland leads by 41 points. Over to Border. Border gives it to Rogers. Lob into Cairo. Good feed, no good. Rebound blocked actually by Stovall. 6:40 to go in the game. Hatch comes up with it. I've been impressed with Cairo, her inside move. She's got some game down low. Stovall make that lane. Over to Hatch. Takes a jumper. It's too hard. Rebound picked up by Cairo. And here come the Patriots. House may have an easy one. Layup, no. Blocked by Hatch and out of bounds. Keisha Norris is also in the game for Oakland, number 32, Keisha Norris. So just about everybody's played. 6:05 here to go in this one. That's been all Oakland, 51-10.
Makes it tough on a play-by-play guy, doesn't it?
I know it's been bad.
No, I mean,
I'm trying.
Just having all these names.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And sometimes not having names.
Well, that's true, yeah.
House misses the first one. I didn't know where you're going with that. Free throw, no good. Rebound and a foul going to be called on Oakland.
I'm kind of in a thankful mood, and I'm not really being ugly tonight.
No, you've been rather mild, actually.
The Bob Knight of high school basketball, Mike Wright, and his Oakland Patriots up next. He wears the red sweater vest.
You know, you're being recorded tonight. You know that. And a steal by House. Going to be an easy one, maybe. Layup good. And Kira House with six. 53-10 Oakland. 5:37 to go in this one. Jennifer Grandstaff. Pierre Lyons down there. Pierre, 85 years old now.
You know you're being recorded, don't you?
Who's that other gal down there? There's another coach down there.
What's Missy
name?
Blizzard.
Yeah.
She doesn't
Missy.
Look a day over 20.
Missy used to be my neighbor.
That's right.
But I moved.
You regret that, I know.
I'm
heartbroken.
Just a long time living over that way. Border has it for Oakland. 53-10, 4:59 to go in the game. And a jumper from the top of the key by King is no good. Border make that Bivens comes up with it. Drives in, misses it. King, there's a fight for it. And now a push, and it's going to be Tullahoma's basketball.
I sure hated to blow that whistle.
Foul is on Caitlin King. Caitlin, second foul. This
well,
one's all over but the shouting, Brian.
We can say that Pierre does look good for 85.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's got some great gals, I tell you. Great wife, great kids. Some guys get lucky, you know, like that.
Well,
jumper by Lane is no good. Rebound, King. He's really not 85. He's more like my age.
Oh, you're not 85?
I'll have to tell you the story about the curveball I saw from him in Little League. Jumper, no good. King. Long jumper again, this time King. And now Norris comes through with a tip. 55-10, it's all Oakland still. Pierre Lyons got me out of Babe Ruth baseball with a curveball.
Is that right?
Decided to retire. We've got a timeout here, and Tullahoma's going to take one. We'll take one, too. Oakland leads it 55-10.
West Coast Cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night, 8 to 10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Drummer's Den, Midas at Murfreesboro, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton.
John Dingens, Brian Barrett here with you, and this one's about over. 3:08 to go in the game. Kaylin King has it for Oakland, puts it up off the window, good, and she is fouled. Kaylin King with her first basket, going to go to the free throw line for a three-point play. Wilton commits the personal. Kaylin goes to the line, 57-10. Oakland, King's free throws missed. Rebound picked up this time by Hatch. And the ball thrown away. Oakland will get it. To Norris. Too far underneath the basket. Gives it to King. No good. Rebound Bivens. Jumper good. Eight-footer by Randy Bivens. She has eight. Everybody get in the action.
She came in, hit a three on the bench, comes in off the bench, hit another three, and then that two right there. She's had a pretty good night off of the bench.
Brian, she's going to be valuable for the Patriots. She can shoot that jumper. And ball thrown away by Tullahoma. You're kind of working like the shot clock. You just quit doing turnovers, haven't you?
No.
Just keep running? Okay.
That's big number 30.
All right. We made the 3-0 mark. Tullahoma did. Border brings it up for Oakland. 2:02 in this one. Bivin being hounded. Now ball thrown away. And now Tullahoma loses it.
Oakland has turned the ball over five times tonight in this ball game.
That's tremendous. A 25 turnover difference. That's, and a lot of points have scored off turnovers. 1:36 to go. Boyder, left side to Bivin. Lobs it into Norris. Good play. Layup good. What I'm impressed about is how well this second and third teams are working together.
Pretty deep, isn't she?
Yeah. She's got a lot of talent. Of course, the Oakland coaches staff are not all smiles. They're not, but they're pretty happy, I think.
Well, you take a win where you can get it and learn from it.
Well, I guarantee you they'll go over things that they did wrong. Boyder, as all good coaches do, lob to King from the foul line, rolls in. King with four.
Free throw shooting will be one stat that's going to stick out off of the page. I'm sure Jennifer Grandstaff probably even knows that right now, that's one thing that her squad struggled with tonight.
Jumper no good. And I'll tell you one more thing, Brian. Rebound and getting position. Had a lot of fouls. Oh, great pass. Bivens layup. Rogers good. Share the wealth, Randy.
Now that brought a smile to the coaching staff, I just must say.
Unselfish play there. Rogers was trailing Bivens. She just kind of like hand it off to her. Inside it goes. Lane. Layup jumper, that is good. Lane has two.
And get this too, John. 19 shot attempts for Tullahoma, 56 for Oakland.
It's almost unbelievable stat, isn't it? I mean, just. And there's your horn, and the Oakland Patriots win at home in grand style by a final of 65-12 over the Tullahoma Wildcats. And we will be back with the It Is Tees Between Games show coming up after we take this two-minute break. Final score one more time, Oakland girls 65, Tullahoma girls 12.
It takes a special pharmacy to keep up with you. Reeve Sane offers the pharmacy services that keep you well and the customer care that makes you feel even better. Hi, this is Lori Sane-Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. As your local source for health and pharmacy needs, we appreciate the trust you put in us to take care of your health. This is Lori Sane-Smith, and I invite you to visit Reeve Sane and let us take care of you. 1801 Memorial Boulevard or ReeveSane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. People are really intent on something that's going to last a long time.
On our VCT commercial lines, we do Mannington and Armstrong, and we do that with a lot of hospitals, schools, any kind of commercial type building, and then we also have lots of commercial carpets that are very durable and specified only for commercial settings.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes, alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road, just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan, 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
We've doubled the size of Music World.
We're talking with Dave Kivanimi.
We've got a fantastic selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, just about anything you can think of in the music instrument family.
We've doubled the size.
We've got as good or better price as some of the internet stores, and these are instruments that you can pick up and play and really get the feel for, which you can't do if you mail order a product.
We've doubled the size of Music World.
We're across from Indian Hills Golf Course on South Church Street.
Right now, 1 in 3 drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
This is Brandon Burks with First Bank Mortgage. Now is the time to refinance or purchase your dream home with rates at historic lows. Just a quick 10-minute call or visit could help you save thousands in interest and even reduce your monthly mortgage payment. Give me a call at 907-5535 or come by and visit me at First Bank on Memorial Boulevard. I look forward to helping you with all your mortgage needs. Call me, Brandon Burks, at 907-5535.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we are back with State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. Time to open up the